Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to our 5:30 daily newscast live from Rim Radio Studios. I'm Yusra Larjoun, your anchor, bringing you the latest updates on national and international news. Joining me today is Maryam Ben Issa with reports and Umayma Fellah behind the mixing table. Stay tuned for the most up-to-date news coverage. These are the headlines. The United Nations Committee of 24, Gabon, Gambia, Ivory Coast, and Liberia reaffirmed support for Morocco's autonomy initiative. Government chief and Dutch Prime Minister call for identifying new avenues for economic cooperation. UK to provide $3 billion in support for Ukraine reconstruction. Starting off abroad in New York, Gabon, The Gambia, Ivory Coast, and Liberia have reiterated their support for the Moroccan autonomy plan as a credible solution to the Sahara dispute. The plan, backed by over 100 countries, offers promise and prospects for ending the deadlock and achieving a negotiated political settlement. Gabon expressed its firm support for Morocco's sovereignty over the Sahara region and also commended the efforts of the UN Secretary General's personal envoy, Staffan de Mistura, in relaunching the political process under UN auspices. The Gambia and Ivory Coast have also expressed their firm support for Morocco's sovereignty over the Sahara region and praised the autonomy initiative as a serious and viable compromise solution. Liberia, too, joined in endorsing Morocco's autonomy initiative as the most serious and credible solution to the regional dispute, emphasizing the need to respect territorial integrity and welcome the efforts of the UN Special Envoy and urged the unconditional resumption of the roundtable process and acknowledge Morocco's human rights accomplishments and called for all parties to uphold the ceasefire for the sake of regional security and stability. Coming back on national soil, head of government Aziz Akhannouch and the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, met in Rabat to explore new areas of cooperation and establish a strategic framework for economic collaboration. Discussions focused on investment, trade, and sustainable development with an emphasis on renewable energies, water resources management, agriculture, and combating climate change. During their meeting, Akhannouch and Rutte discussed the joint Morocco-Netherlands statement adopted in May 2022, which serves as a roadmap for bilateral relations. Akhannouch expressed gratitude for the Netherlands' supportive attitude regarding Morocco's territorial integrity and its recognition of Morocco's autonomy plan as a significant contribution to the UN-led political process. The two leaders also touched upon various regional and international issues of mutual interest. From Morocco all the way to Peru, the Parliamentary Conference on Interfaith Dialogue held in Morocco last week has received high praise for its role in promoting the values of tolerance and religious coexistence. According to the Federation of Journalists of Peru, known as FPP, Morocco serves as an excellent model in this regard. The FPP's website highlighted the success of the conference, particularly emphasizing the significance of the Marrakesh Declaration, a comprehensive document issued at the conclusion of the event. The Peruvian media further highlighted the key points from His Majesty King Mohammed VI's opening message at the conference. The king underscored Morocco's historical legacy of coexistence among Muslims, Jews, and Christians, and emphasized that Morocco had provided refuge to thousands of individuals fleeing religious persecution during the 15th and 16th centuries. Furthermore, His Majesty King Mohammed VI reiterated Morocco's unwavering commitment to moderation, tolerance, and the rejection of radicalism, hatred, and extremism. The conference's significance lies in its promotion of inter-parliamentary and inter-religious dialogue, recognized as fundamental for fostering peace. Now, moving on to international news, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced a $3 billion support package for Ukraine's economy over 3 years amidst the ongoing Russian invasion. More details with Miriam Benesa.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced on Tuesday that the United Kingdom intends to support the Ukrainian economy with approximately $3 billion over the next 3 years, as Kiev resists the Russian invasion. A two-day conference in London aims to rally international support, with over 1,000 foreign notable industry leaders attending from 61 countries. the conference titled International Conference for Ukraine's Recovery 2023 aims to secure additional assistance from private sector investors to bolster Ukraine's financial resources, which have been severely affected by the ongoing war. The conference seeks private sector investments to strengthen Ukraine's finances, which have suffered a 29% decline since the invasion. The UK's aid will enable Ukraine to access World Bank loans for improved public services. Over 400 companies, including Virgin and Hyundai, have committed to supporting Ukraine's recovery, with Britain contributing an initial of £20 million and up to £250 million for development projects.
Across the globe, and according to Mexican authorities, at least 38 people have died and hundreds have suffered health complications due to a severe heat wave sweeping the country. The Civil Protection Service stated that the third heat wave of the year has claimed the lives of at least 38 individuals and caused health complications for 426 people across various regions of the country. Federal and local health authorities continue to warn about the dangers of prolonged exposure to high temperatures, particularly for individuals with existing health conditions and the elderly. Our next story takes us to Marrakesh, which has received high praise from the New York Times. According to the renowned daily, in an article titled, quote, "In Seven Great Cities, Seven Great Walks," the newspaper sought input from local writers worldwide to suggest routes that allow visitors to truly immerse themselves in the essence of each destination at their own pace. The New York Times also highlights Paris, Zadar, Seoul, Sydney, St. Louis, and Rio de Janeiro as the other six great cities offering exceptional walking experiences. Concluding this newscast in sports, the Moroccan teams of Hassaniyet Agadir and Olympic Khribga officially bid farewell to the first division after finishing in 16th and 15th place, respectively, in the Moroccan Professional Football League Botola Pro Inouï, following the completion of the 29th round of matches. Olympic Khribga lost to Olympic Asfi with a goalless defeat in the match held at the El Masir Al Khadra Stadium in Safi. Meanwhile, in the same round, the ASFAR team drew with their guest Raja Casablanca in a goalless match at the Prince Moulay Abdallah Sports Complex in Rabat. With this result, ASFAR team continues to top the league standings with 64 points, while Raja Casablanca occupies the fifth position with 41 points. The title race will be decided in the final round. And that concludes today's news updates. Thank you for joining us, and remember to keep up with us for the latest updates to stay informed. As for me, I will meet you tomorrow at the same hour.